He wants a new trial. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin is appealing his murder conviction on state charges in the death of George Floyd.
An attorney for former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin argued before an appeals court Wednesday over what he called numerous legal and procedural errors during Chauvin's murder trial in Hennepin County Court, pointing to a potentially biased juror who attended a Black Lives Matter rally and was accused of lying on a juror questionnaire.
The main remedy my client's looking for here is a new trial.
Attorney William Moorman, Chauvin was convicted of murder in the death of George Floyd and sentenced to 22 and a half years on state charges. Even if Chauvin wins his appeal, his federal sentence will still keep him in prison. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Arraignment in Massachusetts today on murder charges for Brian Walsh, the man police say killed his wife, Anna Walsh. She has not been seen since New Year's Day.
On December 27th, defendant Googled, what's the best state to divorce for a man? Rather than divorce, it is believed that Brian Walsh dismembered Anna Walsh and discarded her body.
Assistant Norfolk County District Attorney Lynn Veland. Anna Walsh was supposed to fly to D.C. on January 1st, but never made it to the airport. Her body has not been found. Florida Congressman Greg Stube has been injured in an accident at his home. His office not giving any details, but there are reports that he fell 25 feet off a ladder. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has announced she's stepping down. February 7th will be her last day in office.
I am leaving because with such a privileged role comes responsibility. The responsibility to know when you are the right person to lead and also when you are not.
She had been praised globally for her initial response to the pandemic, but the zero tolerance policy was abandoned as vaccines became widely available. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The father of a four-year-old Indiana boy caught on video holding a loaded handgun is now facing felony charges.
The Marion County Prosecutor's Office charging Shane Osborne with two counts of neglect on a dependent and one count of dangerous control of a firearm. Osborne is the father of a diaper-clad four-year-old boy seen brandishing a loaded gun during an episode of the show On Patrol Live, a reality TV show that follows the Beech Grove Police Department in Indiana. A neighbor showed police surveillance video of the incident to help identify the gun. Cops asked the four-year-old where the weapon might be. They were led to a 9mm handgun with 15 live rounds in the magazine hidden in a roll-top desk. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
A Russian national who founded a cryptocurrency exchange that the Justice Department says became a haven for proceeds of criminal activity has been arrested. Federal officials say Anatoly Legodnyov is charged with conducting an unlicensed money transmitting business. Yet another tech company plans to cut down its workforce.
Mass cuts are coming to another tech giant. Microsoft has announced it's letting go of 10,000 employees through March 31st as the software maker braces for slower revenue growth. The changes, including severance and other restructuring expenses, will cost it $1.2 billion. The cuts, which amount to less than 5% of its global workforce, are another sign that layoffs are accelerating in the U.S. tech sector, which went on a hiring spree during the pandemic but is now preparing for an economic downturn. Alphabet, Amazon, and Salesforce are among the tech companies which have trimmed jobs in recent weeks. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
For the second consecutive month, Americans cut back on spending in December. The Commerce Department says retail sales fell 1.1% following a 1% drop in November. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.